Year-end recap, Joe Biden claims Americans are better off. By Wendell Hussebo on December 21, 2021. President Joe Biden reportedly claimed in a year-end recap to congressional members that Americans are in better circumstances than they were in 2020. During 40-year high inflation, high crime, high numbers of migrants crossing the southern border, the fractured supply chain, and Omicron chaos, the White House dubbed the memo, 2021, POTUS delivered results for working families, and touted vaccination rates and reopened schools, Axios reported. Before President Biden took office, less than 1% of Americans were vaccinated, the memo reportedly states. Today, more than 71% of American adults are fully vaccinated. Before President Biden took office, less than 46% of schools were open. Today, 99% of schools are open. The memo reportedly continued, citing successes that were Trump administration priorities. Axios also reported Tuesday that Americans are worn out and perhaps disinterested in Biden's supposed coronavirus-related success, focusing on instead inflation, immigration, and crime. Social media interactions, likes, comments, shares, on news articles on COVID have declined dramatically during the course of the pandemic, from 1,171 per article in March 2020 down to 326 in December 2020, and then dropping to an average of 108 over the last 3 weeks, according to exclusive data from NewsWhip. Nevertheless, Biden is facing a new surge of coronavirus chaos from the Omicron variant. Across the nation, testing kits are in short supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, flagged the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for safety hazards, and cities like Boston and Washington, D.C., are seeing new restrictions. On Friday, a White House staffer tested positive for coronavirus. The staffer was reported to be in close contact with Biden for 30 minutes aboard Air Force One. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.